La-di-da. Oh, hi there, everybody. This is Andy Lopez. You know me better as the Invisible Gardener. I hope my voice is fine. I can't tell anything, so I'm just doing it. You know what I'm saying? But so today I'm going to do something very different. Let's see, I got the, oh, I have to share computer sound. That's good. So today I'm going to do something very different than I normally do. Sometimes, you know, since you, some of you that know me know I've been doing this since a long for a long time, since 1970. 1970 is when I started doing Don't Panic, It's Organic radio show and a bunch of other stuff. That's 1970. My first book was How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, right around that same time, 71, 72. How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. And at that time, I was telling people the same thing I'm telling them now, only now I have evolved my what I want to say to people, you know. But at that time, I was telling people we have to pay more attention to the earth we live on. And I started a saying called heal the earth and you heal yourself. Okay? So now we're at the, you know, and that was in 1970. In 1970, I was telling people heal the earth and you heal yourself. Even now, to this day, I tell people I heal the soil. And everything that I do is geared to healing the soil. If the soil dies, we die. As simple as that. All other creatures on the planet die too. We all need the soil. Now, I'm hoping that this is working okay because I should have my, there should be a more here under. Okay, I'm going to hit chat. So, if something goes on, Mr. Engineer, you're going to have to just click in that little chat button right there and tell me. Like, for example, you should say something now that my voice is good because I can't hear my voice or anything. I'd like to hear my voice. I'm one of those guys, you know, like to hear the voice. What do you want? But in those days, even I started telling people the earth. And this was in 1970, before anybody was talking about climate change, anything else. It's obvious to me that we have to take care of the soil, the earth that we live in. All other living beings, even if they're in, you know, well, the earth covers the ocean, the earth covers the air, covers the you know, mountains. Okay, so, and through all throughout the year, that's been my, what I've been doing and saying. So, along the way, I run across other people who are saying the same thing, or even more amazing in how they say it. And that happened again recently. I ran into this really cool, I didn't meet into the person. I was told about this this person, and it's called Little Dickies, right? Little Dickie, and I saw this video, which again triggered in me what I've been trying to express to you people. So I'm supporting this guy. It's what I'm going to do today, and I'm dedicating my radio show today for you to know to see this video. I'm going to take you to his website. I show you what he's doing, and you had better plug in because if you're all here, what's the, you can't have a healthy organic garden if their soil, if their soil is dead, if the earth is dead. You can't even meditate if you don't have oxygen to breathe. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be a healthy, holy person. You can't do that on the sick, on the planet. You know, you have to have a planet. You have to have a healthy planet. Otherwise, you're going to die. And right now, we're screwing it up really, really bad. So here's the start of this show. You can see what's going on. Those of you that are not watching in the video format, tough, because you're going to see the, you're just going to hear the sound and hear the video. And it's not that difficult to watch this in a video format. If you use a computer, Zoom, Zoom, it's free. It's downloaded. Bingo, you click on it. You can watch Zoom, and you can talk to me. And I don't have to see you if you don't want. You can click, you know, voice, you know, mute the video, or mute the audio for that matter. You can just watch the video. And it's the same thing with your computer, Mac or otherwise. It's called Zoom, and you can also, it says listen to it. Just click on the call the phone numbers. Which, by the way, I had them up here a moment ago as to because we had to. Start the computer over again. Let me go open up a new window here and let me tell you the phone number that you can also just call in. You can just call in and talk to me. Now, this show, particular show, I want you to call in about what you're doing to help the environment, to help, right? If you have something you want other people to know about that has to do with the earth, we're going to be doing that. So from now on, in this format of the show, I'm going to take 15 minutes, which is really nothing. I'm going to do the whole show today, as much of it as I can. But 15 minutes out of every show is going to be geared to getting the message across. And I want to talk to other people who are involved in this. You're welcome on my show, and we can talk about what it is that you're doing, because each of us has to be responsible, right? So if you want to join in live with Zoom, just go to my, you can either go to my website, click on radio show, takes you to, you see, you'll see a button that says live show, you click on it, you'll see it on the very top, it says join in live via Zoom, meeting number, right? You click on that, and if you have Zoom, it opens it up, and there you are, and you can watch the show. Otherwise, you can just call me, 888-627-6008, or 323-744-4831. Now, I don't know if I mute the video. I'm just going to go ahead and let you see me, okay? So if you can see me, I guess not. Maybe you will. I'm not afraid of my handsome self. Anyway, 323-7. Oh, there we go. Mr. Engineer. Yeah. But I can't. I don't know what happened here. Go back to the other screen because I can't click on my. Exit Full View. You did that. Exit. Okay, so let's go ahead. Let me go ahead and play this. Let me just do this, okay?
Millions in California are dealing with the dangers of extreme heat and rapidly spreading wildfires. 103 degrees in downtown Los Angeles, 112 in Burbank, as climate change continues to yield record temperatures.
Get out of the road!
Relax, dude.
The bus overheated or something.
We've been out here for 4 hours. Can we just please
come off, dude?
No. Your Honor, get him in the trash. Hey, get him in the trash. Get him in the trash. Three, two, one. Oh! Damn it.
Come
on. That
should have put me in a trash can. Pick it up, dork.
What did you just say?
I said pick it up, dork.
What? Hey, are you little Dicky?
Yeah. Hello.
Yo, little Dicky, my brother thinks you suck.
Okay, your brother probably sucks. Look at how you turned out. You're a rat. Your whole household is probably completely mismanaged.
Hey, suck my butt, little dicky.
Suck your butt? How about you take that perfectly round head and suck my butt? How about that?
Oh! Oh! Hey, police! Oh,
yeah. Pick up the trash.
He's trying to eat our butt!
There's an environmental crisis right now, and you're just going to litter on the street? Grow up.
It's your boy, just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us earthlings out there, just wanted to say.
We love the earth, it is our planet. We love the earth, it is our home. We love the earth, it is our planet.
Get you fucked up.
And I'm Kanye West.
We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. We love the earth.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dee. We are the vultures, feed on the dead.
We're just some rhinos, horny as heck.
I'm just a giraffe, once with a snack.
Yeah. Hippity hop, I'm a kangaroo. How about there, up and down with you?
I'm an elephant, I got junk in my trunk.
What the fuck am I, clam?
I'm a wildfire.
I'm a squirrel looking for my next nut.
And I'm a pony, just a freak horse.
Yeah.
But,
come on, get on.
Yeah,
giddy up, let's ride.
I'm HPV.
Sleep all the time, so what? It's cute.
We love you, India.
We love you.
trudged the earth for so damn long and still don't know shit. I hope it's not a simulation. Huh. Give each other names like Ahmed and Pedro. And yeah, we like to wear clothes. Girls still look beautiful and it covers up our human dick. Eat a lot of tuna fish, but these days it's like we don't know how to act. All these shootings, pollution, we under attack on ourselves. Like, let's all just chill, respect what we built. Like, look at the internet, it's cracking as hell. Fellas, don't you let it come when you have sex. And I heard women orgasms are better than a dick's. So what we gotta land for, what we gotta stand for?
Love.
And we love. Come on, everybody. I know we're not all the same, but we're living on the same Earth.
Have you ever been to Earth?
Everyone who's listening has been to Earth, Ariana. We're not making music for aliens here.
Are we gonna die?
You know what, Bieber? We might die. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, there's so many people out there who don't think global warming's a real thing. You know, we gotta save this planet. We're being stupid.
Unless we get our shit together now.
Guys, everybody look into whatever the fuck Leonardo DiCaprio is always pushing, because I feel like that guy knows more about the Earth and how we're fucking it up than anybody. Like, if the aliens did come, we should definitely send Leo as our guy, our rep. In fact, the profits that come along with the streams and the sale of this song are going right into the Earth. Let's raise some money for charity. Any words, Leo?
This might be my favorite song ever. It's awesome.
Wow. Thanks, Leo. Honestly, everybody, scientists are saying that we have about 12 years to turn this environmental crisis around or we're screwed. What do you say? You guys want to save the world? Of course you do. Go to the website, learn how we're going to do it.
What do you think, folks? Oh, stop it. What do you think, folks? Here's some more on this. This video is really very important, okay? It really is. It gets your attention and it raises your heart levels. And it makes you want to do something more for the Earth. We can't just allow this to continue happening. What you need to do is you go to welovetheearth.org, right? Welovetheearth.org. And let me show you some more.
Hi, thank you for coming. I'm going to educate you on what's going on with the Earth because I didn't know anything. And, you know, I learned a little bit. So, hi. Let me get right into it. We've got a big problem on our hands, guys, okay? And that's mostly driven by our behavior here on Earth. We're doing bad shit. These bad things are causing temperatures to rise. And when temperatures rise, more bad shit happens. By the way, temperatures rising is called global warming. I'm sure you've heard of this phenomenon. Some people think it's not a real thing. I'm not sure how you can feel that way. When I look at this graph and I see temperatures rising just steadily over time, that's all global warming is. Anyone who disputes that is a fucking idiot. Grow up.
Yeah.
Anyways, when the world gets warmer, a chain reaction of things occur that ruins the Earth. The polar ice caps melt. When that happens, oceans rise. When oceans rise, shit in the ocean isn't working right. And, like, the coral reefs die. And people that rely on oceans for fishing and food and shit, they can't get their food right. You know what I mean? And everything gets fucked. And then superstorms start occurring. Why do you think all of a sudden there's hurricanes that are wiping out cities, like out of nowhere? This shit didn't happen 500 years ago at the rate it does now. It's because everything we're doing on Earth is having a chain reaction. We can't let the temperature get anywhere close to 1 degree higher Celsius than it is right now. Once we do that, the damage is completely irreversible and we're just like fucked. I don't know how else to put it. We have 12 years, I'm being told. 12 years to turn this thing around, or it turns into one of those movies where the air sucks and, like, you know, people have to move to specific cities and everyone's, like, scrapping for food. I can't be in that fucking environment. Are you kidding me? I don't want to wear a mask. Look at me. Look at my face. You know, I'm like, I model. The beautiful thing about this whole thing is that we actually can fix it. Guys, what a luxury. We happen to be alive at the time of humanity where we can save the Earth. How cool is that? What an opportunity. Let me put the analogy this way. It's like a basketball game. Fourth quarter. We're down one. We have the ball, though. Thank goodness we have the ball. And it's a timeout. We get a chance to get in the huddle and regroup, okay? If we don't score, we lose. Death. If we score, we win. Survival. You know, let's diagram a great play and execute. How? Hey, watch the next video. You'll learn.
You love it, guys? You love it, huh? Here's some more. Here's another one. Keep it coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to The Solution. The only way we solve this problem is if we change three different things. One, how we create our energy. Two, how we conserve and protect nature. Three, how we create our food. Right now, we're doing a pretty bad job at all three of those, but with a little bit of a tweak, maybe we can succeed. The first thing I want to talk about is energy. And by the way, energy is not like your bodily energy. I shouldn't even have done that. Energy is like how we power all the machines on Earth and like heat the Earth. Like, you know, when you're cold and you got the thermostat up, energy. Right now, how we're creating our energy is by burning tons of fossil fuels. What is a fossil fuel?
Coal, oil, and gas.
We're burning coal, oil, and gas. And when we do that, it's bad because that causes carbon to go into the air. I don't even know what carbon is. I just know that when you put it in the air, temperatures rise, right? Look at this graph. These are carbon emissions over the last 800,000 years of life. Look at how healthy carbon emissions were for so long until the last 100 years when fucking shit has gone haywire. It's called the industrial age or whatever the fuck. We got to change how we're doing energy. How? Renewable energy. Come on, people. The sun, the wind. You might be wondering, you know, how can I help? I'm not a solar panel. I'm not a windmill. You're a human, aren't you? You have a vote, most likely, depending on where you live and what the regime politically is over there. And, you know, vote for someone who cares about the environment. Together, we can turn this planet into an 100% renewable energy planet. It just takes, like, caring. Do you care? Or are you just cool with death? Click help the cause above. I mean, there's so many things you can do. I think there's a petition in there. I don't even know what's in that link. You know, I'm not the website maker. Click it. You'll find out. Thank you.
All right, guys. Like I said, welovetheearth.org. Here's some more.
Now let's talk about nature, because the way that we treat nature here on Earth is flat out disgusting. Did you know that every second, a football field worth of rainforests are being cut down? Every single second. I know what you're thinking. Hey, I live in a city. What do I care about a rainforest? I'm over here chilling. You're an idiot, because rainforests actually house half the carbon on Earth, and they soak it all in. And if you cut all those rainforests down, carbon's going to spew into the atmosphere, the temperatures are going to rise, and the chain reaction occurs, and we all get fucked. So rethink your position on rainforests, amigo. Another element to this whole thing about nature is wildlife, animals. Oh my God, do I love animals. The porpoise, the llama. Look at this cute tiger. Tigers are the apex predators of the forest. They are the king cats of the wild. They're the big dog on the food chain, or cat, whatever it is. And you might think, who cares if they all die? We've already got the images and the pictures and the stuffed animals. Well, if tigers die, then their prey is not kept in check. And then all their fucking prey is parading around the forest doing God knows what, eating all the plants that they shouldn't naturally be eating. And when all the plants go, there's not enough things to soak up the carbon, and more carbon goes in the air, and the hotter the earth gets. It's all connected. That circle of life shit that you hear as a child is a real thing. It's a real thing. I can't believe it's real. It's real. If we succeed at protecting the animals and protecting nature, we're going to suck up billions of tons of carbon. And that's going to do so much in terms of keeping us well below that 1 degree Celsius rise from present day that we're all so scared of. Because once that happens, the damage is done. But we got to keep these fucking trees and these fucking animals alive. I shouldn't curse this much. I hate that I'd end this way. But I'm so angry. It's all about the carbon. Is that carbon or no? Yeah. Me exhaling is
yeah,
carbon?
Yeah, that's carbon.
There are other ways you can help that I can't speak to right now because I'm busy.
You guys, you gotta listen to this. Follow through. It's our life, it's our earth. Here's some more.
Now let's talk about my favorite thing, food. Because the way that we're creating and consuming food on Earth is incredibly problematic. Let's start with agriculture, which is how we're growing our food. Right now we're using these intense machines and these weird chemicals that grow as many crops as possible for as cheaply as possible, not really taking the environment into account. As a result, it's a very pollution-heavy business. There's tons of carbon going into the air. There's tons of greenhouse gases going into the air. There's pesticides that are killing the soil. And when that stuff happens, other species are affected, like butterflies, bats, bees. Believe it or not, those three creatures actually pollinate what scientists claim to be nearly a third of what we eat. And if those things die, then, you know, so much food is off the table. No pun intended. Combine that with the rate at which we're making love, and at some point, we're going to have a shortage here on Earth, and it's going to turn into, like, a bunch of crazy people running around scavenging like rats. Another factor with food is red meat. And believe it or not, red meat consumption is one of the biggest environmental issues we have here on our planet. We eat so goddamn much of it. We got all these cows out there, and they're burping and shitting and farting. Mm. And those burps and shits and farts alone are putting methane into the air. And methane is actually 27 times more potent than even carbon. Am I going to stop eating steaks and burgers? Of course not, you know? Am I going to eat it way less? Yeah, eat it less. Instead of having it four times a week, have it once a week. You know? I don't have it four times a week, but I mean, I'm from Philly. I eat so many cheesesteaks. Ugh. Cheese is also, is it meat? It's not meat, but it's the, you know, from the teat of the cow, I think. And it's all, you know, the circle of life, so. If you want to learn more, learn more. Click learn more.
Okay, guys, let me show you what else is going on this website, okay? So this is the homepage of the website. You see that? And it also says how you can help, right? So you click, you check out how you can help by going to their – these are the links that help you explain more, learn even more. So I'll just show it to you so you can see where it takes you. It has really cool information about renewable energy, right? And then you can look at their nature section, ways you can help to protect nature. You can look at food. Learn more about food, how to be sustainable, right? Really, really, really cool website. There's also more information here on how you can act now, because that's important, how you take action. You know, what it is you can do. There's your called Global Deal for Nature. You sign that petition. There's a petition there. And there's also offset your carbon. You take a quiz, see what you're doing, how well you do in relation to how much carbon you produce. And, of course, if you haven't registered to vote, you need to do that. It's very, very, very important, okay? You have to be able to tell people, this is what we want. And then there's, of course, here's a section that helps you, what I did. You go to their website. They have merchandise. You can help them support them that way, too, you know. There's a video here and, of course, the share button that allows you to share it with everybody else. This is what you have to do. You have to start sharing it. You go on Twitter, Facebook, and any other way that you can share it. And get it out, okay? That's very important. And, you know, for me, I've been doing this for a very long time. Let me take you back to my website, okay? I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And when I started saying, don't panic, it's organic, that was in 1970, I should have said panic, right? Because I was already in a plant panic mode, and I was trying to calm people down. And, you know, I tell people, banish pesticides and chemical fertilizers from your garden. The Invisible Garden is here to show you how to work with Mother Nature instead of against her. And that's what I've always have been about and always will continue to be about. How to work with Mother Nature instead of against her. And it's an idiot thing to destroy Mother Nature. Okay, we get rid of Mother Nature, we don't have a chance of survival here. Unless you want to live in some kind of floating city or underground city where you generate your own light and stuff. And if you're lucky, you may get some plants down in there. But you have to walk outside, you're going to have to be in some kind of space suit. And, you know, the 12 years is a very generous amount of time the scientists give us. And something you need to understand, 30 years ago, scientists were saying, you have 50 years. And every 10 years, they'll say, well, make that 25, 30 years, make that 25 years. Now it's 12 years. Next year, actually, ask them again. You think they're going to tell you it's going to be, oh, you have 11 years to go. We're right on course. You know, no, they might say, hey, we only got 5 years. Ask them again the following years. They'll say, well, heck, the hell, we're going to go next year. I mean, it's getting out of hand, folks. It really seriously is getting out of hand. You know, I teach people about the law of cause and effect. Well, you know, we are the cause of what's going on here. The climate change has been happening on forever. You know, it's been going on. I talked to you all about the last time we had this episode happen. It was called the medieval warming period. It happened during the 14th century to 14. It started at 1492 and it went for 500. It went for 500 years. So it was 1400 to about 14500. Right, and then the one that followed that was the Little Ice Age. And that's exactly what it's called. It's called the Little Ice Age, and that was around towards the beginning of the 15th century, so about the middle of the 15th century. And it went 500 years also. You know, so we have the 1501, 1502, 1503 for 500 years. And we're in the process now of starting a new. This warming period that we're in is not your average normal warming period that happens in nature. In nature, the warming periods usually last thousands of years, and the cooling period usually lasts thousands of years. It's a natural cycle, and it usually happens every 10 to 20,000 years, so we're kind of behind on our next warming period and the next ice age period. And that's what's happening now. The warming period is on schedule to happen, but normally in nature, the warming period is not such a big deal. We have a forest. The Earth is basically one giant forest at one time, right? Except for the ocean and other places in the mountain. But basically everywhere you looked, it was just a forest. And so the trees are, you know, are Mother Nature's shock absorbers. So so when that, the last time we had that, the problem with the, you know, the medieval warming period was because in Europe, they started cutting down trees. They started cutting down forests to expand the cities. The same thing happened around the world. They were starting cutting down more and more forests to expand their cities. And that was all they did. Then they didn't have cars. They didn't have the Industrial Revolution. They didn't have the same things that what we have going for us here. And that was just the trees they cut down. And just because of that, they go into a 500-year warming period followed by a 500-year ice period. Now, we have already exceeded that in terms of global warming. We went faster than these guys did it in 500 years. They went faster. We were doing it in decades. It hasn't even been 20 years or 30 years since the Industrial Revolution. You know, I think maybe it's been 40 years since the Industrial Revolution. So that's 4 decades we have gone from a perfectly normal, balanced Earth, right, to a very bad scenario here for us. And you know, we have, you can expect to get a little bit warmer. That 1 degree is going to be very bad for us because what it also will initiate is going to be another hell of an ice period, ice age. And to make matters worse, we're not just going to have a normal ice age, we're going to have a nuclear ice age. Because what? We got nuclear power plants all over the world. They're already leaking. Every nuclear power plant is leaking in many different ways, okay? But the fact that they have to store their nuclear waste on site in things that are not going to last very long is absolutely ridiculous, like having it in your backyard. But also, you know, the plant itself leaks. And sometimes it's very obvious that it leaks. Sometimes it has an accident. Think Japan, you know, think Russia, but usually it's leaking slow. You know that the nuclear power plant in San Diego, it's not supposed to be, there's not supposed to be a city within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant. That's the law, but guess what? And if they were following the law, they would say, we have to evacuate part of San Diego because this nuclear power plant is leaking. But did they do that? No. So and on top of that, you think about just shutting down the nuclear power plant, it's okay, everything's off? No. We, the people, are paying to somehow fix it, but it ain't getting fixed. It's just sitting there, leaking slowly, and it's going to only get worse. It's the same thing with every other power plant on the planet. Oh, it's safe. It's clean. Yeah, if you don't look at the pollution, at what it actually does, the waste that it has, the nuclear waste lasts tens of thousands of years before it even becomes normal again. And we can't live in an irradiated environment. So yeah, we're going to be going through a nuclear ice age. I was going to say fucking like Lil Dicky said, but a nuclear ice age, we're crying out loud. It's not bad enough that we're going through an ice age, which is tough enough. Imagine having a layer of ice taller than Empire State Building, 10 times taller than Empire State Building. That's not to say that's what's going to happen, but that's happened in the past. The ice age was so massive that it would basically, because that's how it's called remineralization. That's how Mother Nature remineralizes itself. It's a perfectly natural cycle of ice cold followed by the ice. Once you understand how the principles of how it works, what we're doing now with the heating the planet up is really what we're doing is that we're melting. You have to understand the difference between cold water and salt water. And because the ocean is salt water, it naturally, due to the fact that cold seawater, cold salt water, when it gets cold, it sinks. Excuse me, it floats. And and when it gets hot, it circulates, okay? So actually it sinks. Cold water, salt water, when it gets cold, it sinks. And when it's hot, it comes up. Fresh water, when it gets cold, it floats. So that process of sinking and coming up causes the Gulf Stream. That's how you get the Gulf Stream. That's how the sinks. And the Gulf Stream controls weather. So what's happening is when you start melting the glaciers, right? The glaciers are fresh water. So what happens is the glaciers melt into the salt water. It dilutes the salt water. So eventually you have fresh water. You have more fresh water than salt water. The Gulf Stream is no longer going through the cycle of rising and going up and down depending on whether it's frozen or not, which in turn stops the Gulf Stream. And once the Gulf Stream stops, guess what? We're going to go into an endless cycle of cold. Some places are going to have extremely hot weather all the time. Other places, the ice age, the last few ice ages, the big ones, were worldwide. It covered the whole Earth. The last smaller ice age was more pronounced in certain places than other places. I have a strong feeling that this next ice age coming up is going to take over the whole Earth. I mean, look at another thing, methane. So he talks about the cows. We have so many much more animals now than in terms of cows than we've ever had before. Even thinking of bisons running around, they have billions and billions of heads of bisons when they ran up and down, right? And we have more cattle now than. But even then, when they had billions of bisons, there was just certain areas that they ran in. The rest of it was forest. The rest of the earth was forest. So it absorbed the carbon. It was not such a big deal. Remember, we had during the good old days, we had more animals. We had very little humans, but tons and tons and billions of animals. So it's not the animals, and not to say that the animals themselves are it, right? It's not to say that the billions of cattle that we have by themselves are it. It's a combination of what we're doing. We're cutting down the forest in order for the animals to be there, and then we use chemical fertilizers. To grow the animals' feed. We use pesticides, herbicides, we spray the animals, do all kinds of stuff, right? And then manure, we don't know how to properly treat the manure. We don't know the magic word compost. In the old days, who made compost? Mother Nature made compost. Animals would live and die. They would poop. They'd do all this thing they're supposed to do. That's what they, in terms of trace minerals. So you had bisons that roamed the United States. They would go to one part and back and forth. The animals in the good old days would roam around the earth. They would have different ways to go from one place to another, back and forth. And guess what they did? They would spread the trace minerals around. That's what Mother Nature is very good at, spreading the trace minerals around, because it's all about trace minerals. It's all about trace minerals. And the way that she has to feed everybody is absolutely amazing. What we have done, we have interfered with her natural cycles. And so the water holds carbon dioxide. I talked a lot about the earth, how the microorganisms taking carbon from the carbon dioxide, taking carbon, turn it into carbonic acid so they can process the trace minerals. And the cycle of rain and the way that everything happens, it circulates the trace minerals all over the earth because we all need it. Even in the ocean, the deepest ocean, the highest mountain, all living things need these trace minerals. See what I'm saying? And so we once we have stopped this cycle, it's like a pendulum. I tell people it's like a pendulum. Naturally, it's a very small little gentle swing. Maybe it swings over by the 4 o'clock, and maybe it'll swing over by where the 7 o'clock is. Very rarely it goes up to 8 or 9 o'clock. Very rarely, But now we have swung the pendulum to the right so much that it's not only it's past the 3 o'clock, but it's over reaching the 2 o'clock point. Right, if you look at the clock, 1, 2, 3, right? 3 o'clock is like over there. Oh, that's pretty high. But you know what that really means? Okay, so it goes up. If it goes up to any higher, when it swings down, where do you think it's going to go? It's going to go past the 6 o'clock point, past the 7 o'clock point, past the 8 o'clock point. It'll be equal to the opposite. Where was it? It was at 2 o'clock. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. It's going to swing the other way. You think of the pendulum swinging to one side would be warming period, swinging to the other side would be a cold period, and it could go on like that for a long time. Fortunately, the law of nature says it's going to be resistance, and sooner or later the earth will heal itself. Maybe, but not if we keep doing the same thing that's causing this problem in the first place. Not if we keep sticking our hand in the fire and burning our hand and going, oh, that hurts, oh, that hurts, oh, that hurts. Not only that, but we're sticking the hands of everybody else in the fire, every animal, every bird, every insect in the fire. And the radiation is at the top. What do they say? The straw that breaks the camel's back? Well, that radiation is the last straw, for crying out loud. Now we have the ability to destroy the earth. Other than the nuclear bomb, we can destroy it by radiating it to the point. I have a friend that really believes we can evolve to live in a radiated environment. Really? I don't think so. Okay, so we're doing everything. I had this dream once that we were sitting up a tree and a limb. We're cutting limb off. And realized we're not just cutting the limb off. We're cutting the tree off we're sitting on. It's not very, very smart of us. And, even in the 70s, it says it's not too late. I would like to say it's not too late. I would like to be the person that says, yeah, we can pull it off. We can save it right now. But we have already swung the pendulum over to the side. The best we can do now is slow that pendulum from going any higher. It's already close to 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on the clock. And we can slow it down a little bit. Maybe it won't get up to 2. That's all we can do. Then we have to do whatever we can to cushion ourselves, to cushion the environment, so when it goes to start swinging the other way, it's not going to be so radical, because we can still survive this. But we have all these nuclear power plants, and we're building more. Seriously, China's building nuclear power plants every month. All the other countries are doing it. And what's interesting, you can have a nuclear power plant and not have radioactive waste. And I talk about that all the time. Instead of basing it upon uranium, you base it on thorium. Thorium, named after the god of Thor, doesn't produce nuclear waste. One of the reasons we love nuclear power plants is because we also can make nuclear bombs from it. Anyway, this show is dedicated to everyone out there that can do something. We have to do something. You have to do it in many different realms, okay? You have to do it in the political realm. You have to vote. But you also have to practice at home what you preach. You have to change your consciousness. That's what I like about this movie that I just showed you, Earth. We love the Earth. You have to change your consciousness about who you are and what your role is on this planet. We are so disgustingly dirty, disgustingly, we're almost evil beings on this planet. We are the cancer. We can change that around. We can be good instead of evil. I don't think we're evil, but we just can't be continue acting like this anymore. We have to wake up. You have to wake up. You know how you wake up to smell the coffee? Well, we're polluting ourselves. In our bodies, I tell people, the inside of our bodies, our stomachs, identical to what's going on in the soil. We're not only treating the soil so bad, but we're treating our bodies so bad. You get constant chemicals, junk, and you watch TV. Eat this and take this pill. use the in the garden, you have to use this pesticide because that's natural. Really? So we have to wake up. It's all, you know, what's going on now is we're having a change in the guard. Okay, the universe is going into the age of Aquarius. It's a place in space that we travel, an actual physical space. The solar system travels. You know how the Earth travels around the solar system. Well, the solar system travels around the galaxy, and the galaxy travels around the space. They name the space for no other reason than it makes it easier. You know, the Aquarian age, the Piscean age, the Capricorn age, the Taurian age, right? What they're saying, these are cycles we go through. And actually, physical universe goes through the space, and the space is different in all these different places. So where we're going into now, the Aquarian age, is very different than the Piscean age. It's just as simple as Piscean fish. Fish in water is very different than fish in the air. The air is very different than water. So the space is different. The energy levels and every energy frequency are different. Either we're going to go into 10,000 years of light or 10,000 years of darkness. Figure out which one you want. So this always happens. When we come around to these ages, we have to, you know, learn to that we're no longer fishes in the water, but we're fishes in the air. Heck, we're not even fishes anymore. So when you go through this consciousness change, you'd be surprised as to what you really are. Right now, that's what's going on. We're going through a consciousness change. Not only just human beings are going through a consciousness, but every living thing on this planet, their consciousness is rising. So that's what we're here to do. We need to get in touch. We need to learn. We need to meditate. Stop polluting the earth. Stop polluting our bodies. I can't eat anything outside. I can't go to a restaurant anymore because everything I eat, my body says, "What are you doing? Why you give me this?" Right? He said, "Why you give me this?" Right? It's ridiculous. And I asked him, "Is this organic?" I don't talk to the chef. And, you know, and I have yet to be in any, you know, gluten, you forget about it. You know, wheat, I had a show not too long ago, what's up with wheat? I might just do it again because you'll be surprised at what's going on with wheat. Don't eat the stuff. Just don't eat it. Wheat isn't everything. It's so bad for you, okay? It's like Roundup for your stomach, okay? Bad. So we're doing so many bad. Sugar. Sugar. My body's freaking out because I'm having dental work because I'm having protein deficiency. And the sugar here is so addictive. And your body says, sugar, right, give me the sugar, yummy, yummy. And it's so bad. It's not even, unless it's a certified organic or GMO free, don't touch it because they have you hooked on the sugar. They have you hooked on the wheat. And then you get sick. The doctor has you hooked. And we're doing the same thing to the earth. It's a mirror. You understand? It's a mirror of what we're doing. The frog does not pollute the pond it lives in. Well, guess what? You need to get out of the pond because you have done so much pollution. I tell people, look, even if a giant spaceship was to come and land on the Earth, take all the human beings out of the planet right now, today, this very day, take us somewhere else. The Earth is going to take thousands of years to recover, if it does. You think that this was the fact that this earth is where we are today in a vast world of chaos. I was showing a friend of mine a video that has this formula for the universe. I swear there's a formula for the universe. Okay, I wrote it down once and the guy showed us it's the same formula again. And fractal, I tell people the world is a hologram. So learn what a fractal is. So this guy was talking about a fractal. In a fractal, there's one dot that's peace, and the rest of it is chaos. And that is the way the universe is. We are living in this one little dot of peace. You take one step outside of it, you're fried. Literally, you'll be fried because there's so much radiation, cosmic dust, and all this stuff, right? So we live in this tiny little place. You think that the earth was methane at one time, all methane. And then this bacteria evolved that ate methane and gave off oxygen. Recently, science says, we have discovered this ancient bacteria. There's only one place on the earth is living. We want to figure out how to duplicate it, how to make it live again. And it's not an accident that all this happened. And it's not like it's going to happen again. You know, right now, there's more methane is coming off all the ocean floor off the coast of California. Last time that happened, it was 400 million years ago. because we have raised the climate so much that the permafrost, which is, means a permanent frost, means that the ice got so cold that it took that methane and made it into a solid piece of not something that doesn't go bother anybody unless you melt it, which is exactly what we're doing. The temperature is raising enough, the permafrost is melting, and it's releasing the methane. Methane is thousands, not hundreds of thousands of times more toxic to the environment than carbon is, or anything else we can do. And we, guess what, folks? We don't breathe methane. Try it sometime. It doesn't work. You hardly breathe carbon dioxide. Try methane. Nothing on the planet breathes methane except that little bacteria on the corner there that's dying. Because it just so happens it can't breathe if it's got plastic. So you understand what I'm saying? Just that, you know, 12 years. That is if we get it together right now. If we all get it together, you know, I was passing around this song, Put a Woman in Charge. Well, it's time. We should have had a woman in charge 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Now we need somebody to say, stop. I wish an alien would show up on this planet, people of Earth, drop your guns, move away from your guns, drop it. Anybody shoots, I will banish them with my laser beam. I am in charge. Behave. You have to do what I tell you to do. This is my planet. I put it here. You people, I don't know how you got here, but you ain't going to screw up my planet. See what I'm saying? Because that's what we have to do immediately, right now. We have to say, okay, stop the pollution. And by that, we have to look at, what are we doing? Oh, we're doing this for money, but we can do this. And, you know, renewable energy, radiation, nuclear power plants. You're kidding me. Nuclear power plants? But those things mean we have to stop now. And we have to stop how we look at money. Everything has to change. And this has to, only thing happens if you die and you wake up, you go, wow. So that's what we need. We need every one of us to die in a conscious form and re-manifest in a brand new form. And a new form that says, I'm not going to take that crap. I myself am not going to take this crap anymore. And from now on, in this show, you're going to hear me say that over and over again, to you people, wake up and start doing it. Behave like you're beautiful human beings and be good for the earth. Otherwise, we'll be gone. And we'll be lucky if we can come back. If human beings, all the living things can go back. Life is a very unique thing in this universe. Again, that little piece of peace, that's life. And the rest of it is chaos. So think about that. Coming up next is a cosmic spaceship. Now, the cosmic spaceship, it's going to go through another a change again. I recently went through some major changes, as you can tell, maybe not, maybe you can. And so my music and my energy has changed again. So Cosmic Spaceship comes up on this station, but basically you have to go to, either it's two ways you can get at it. If you want to go out, let me show you. So if you go here on the homepage, you'll see radio show. I'm assuming I'm still on there. You can go to my homepage. And down below, if you scroll, you'll see it says Cosmic Spaceship. Click here, right? Click here for Cosmic Spaceship. And the other way you could do it is if you're listening to the radio show now on the station, you can actually, you see it says Cosmic Spaceship. That's the one you want to go to. But it's also located at bbsradio.com/Cosmic Spaceship. And the Cosmic Spaceship, I usually play my music. I usually will do my artwork. So coming up next will be the Cosmic Spaceship, and it's going to be so different than I've ever done it before. I'm going to start telling you what I'm going through, what's happening, so you understand the music, you can understand how to create the artwork, how I create the music, and you can understand frequency. I'm going to talk to you about energy. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I know you will love it. So I probably have a few more minutes to go. And normally I take, you know, I want to talk to you. I'm really here to talk to you. This is just a special. So, by the way, I apologize who won the last contest. I've been sick. I've actually been dead, and I've come back. Okay, I'm back, and I will take care of you. You won the grower's kit. It's a wonderful tool to use. You're going to get a quart of super seaweed. You're going to get my rock dust blend. And you're a member, so welcome to the club. By the way, had a whole bunch of new people sign up recently. Thank you for signing up to the club. You should have gotten a newsletter. There's lots of stuff that I can help you with. The best way is not so much to leave a comment. You'll be leaving comment, which then I have to go and answer. The best way is to talk to me on the radio show. Call me up. Talk to me. You can talk to me on the organic hotline, right? it's one of the best way. On the website, you know, I have to go and deal with each one individually. And that's cool too. I will answer your questions on the website also. But please, if you get the newsletter, it'll say any questions, click here. That basically takes you to the special box. That's the only way I can differentiate the newsletter, the emails from other people, because I get thousands of emails and I can't go through them all, you know. So coming up next will be the Cosmic Spaceship. I have lots of new songs. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but it's going to be very, very interesting. I know you'll love it. I have a few more minutes left, so visit. We Love the Earth. Let me see if I got it right. I think it's We Love the Earth or I Love the Earth. okay, well, let me get it over here. WeLoveTheEarth.org. Okay, it's called WeLoveTheEarth.org. Go out there, support them in any way you can. It's very, very important. Okay, very, very important that we. Oh, okay. So we did stop screen sharing. Here I am. I think you can see me. So I'm going to go now. Take care, everybody, and I'll be right back. Okay, bye.